Good morning. Good morning.
I must apologize. I don't think I gave enough context when I said Pastor Stu's driving from St. Louis in a motorhome back to California. I'm sure some of you are probably thinking, what's that all about? So Pastor Stu was actually in Chicago for work, and his mother-in-law, who travels all over the country, and when she does, she's in her motorhome, and which I hope, and I'm jealous of, I hope I can get do that at some point and travel all over the country. But this time, she was actually in St. Louis when she had a medical emergency. She's okay, from what I understand, but Jen had to fly out there. Stu had to change his schedule and fly over there to help drive her and the motorhome back to California. So obviously he wasn't gonna be able to make it today. And when we found out, obviously the team rallied around and made sure we had this morning covered. And as we were preparing for the shift, the curveball that kind of came our way, we just said, God, what do you want to do? And usually some of those opportunities that God says, let's just do this. So I don't know about you, but that extended time of worship was desperately needed for my soul. It's a beautiful time to worship together and just kind of change the routine. Amen? Amen. So we are going to jump into part three of Faith After Failure in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. It's going to be a quick devotional type. I'm looking at the clock, and I realize I'm trying not to look at the clock because I just said before we're not doing routine. So I'm not looking at the clock, but I'm going to try to get through this quickly, but intentionally. I want to make sure we get all that God is trying to give us in this. So we're just going to jump right in. Sound good? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 12. It says, finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tenderhearted and keep a humble attitude. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and he will grant you his blessing. For the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. I just want to share this overarching statement, hopefully very encouraging. We have all failed. Doesn't that feel good? Very encouraging, Pastor Dan. Yes, we're off to a good start. We have all failed. We're going to probably fail again. So take a deep breath and let that be actually an encouragement here. Take a deep breath from this idea of perfection in all that we do. And that's really the main point this morning. I mean, if we think about it, looking at what we've just read, be of one mind. We've probably failed there a time or two. Sympathize with each other. Sometimes we don't. Love each other as brothers and sisters, sure, every now and again. Be tenderhearted. Keep a humble attitude. I'm sure we're always humble, right? We've mastered humility. Okay, good. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults. Pay them back with a blessing. I'm sure when we're on our way to work and someone cuts us off and they gesture with a specific appendage of their hand, I'm sure we're always just out the window saying, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. I'm sure we pay everything back with blessings. Now, of course, I'm being very sarcastic, and the truth is we failed in some of this. But let's see what happens when grace enters the story. Peter missed all of these too, I think, before he was preaching this, right? I mean, it says be of one mind, and I think he had many disagreements with Jesus a time or two, right? Keep a humble attitude. I mean, we remember when literally Peter said, I will never deny you. Okay. Don't repay evil for evil or retaliate, repay with a blessing. I mean, come on. This guy cut some dude's ear off, right? I mean, I don't know how you spin that into a blessing. I mean, Peter literally messed up on all of the things that we are now being told to do. Peter's imperfections were on a collision course with God's grace. And when they collided, Peter was given the same opportunity, the same gift that God gives us today, the gift of forgiveness.
the gift of restoration, the gift of daily interactions with Jesus to be nudged ever closer to the call to be a first Peter chapter 3, 8 through 12 child of God. And all we have to do is to allow Christ-like humility to shape us. Sounds easy, right? Christ-like humility. You guys were awake. Maybe you guys are still in worship mode. That's okay. We're going to get back to that in a minute. Because 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 12 is a life of humility. What he's describing, what Peter is going through, the ways in which we're supposed to interact with one another and the world around us is Christ-like humility. And typically the only thing that gets in the way of this is us, especially when we hold on to our failures. We are the only ones that allow our failures to dictate our stories and keep us from moving forward and living in this Christ-like way of grace. God, on the other hand, has already made a way for restoration from those failures to show God's grace. Failures do not have the final word in God's kingdom. Amen? And I'm encouraged by Peter's failures, but I'm also challenged by what Peter becomes when grace enters the picture. Jesus appears to Peter and has an encounter with Jesus, and Peter is restored, he's commissioned and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Peter, who would hide and deny Jesus, becomes the one who stands before the crowds on Pentecost, calling 3,000 people to repentance. If the enemy had his way in Peter's life, the fear and the guilt of Peter's failures would have held him back from receiving God's grace and moving forward in God's call over his life. Peter, who had been hit or miss throughout the Gospels, now gives one of the most incredible sermons in Scripture, which we find in Acts chapter 2, verse 22 and 28, where he says, "Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him. As you yourselves know, this man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him." Peter, one of Jesus' closest disciples, was a man of great passion and faith, yet he also experienced moments of profound failure. Can any of us relate? Despite his flaws, his life teaches us valuable lessons about confronting our imperfections and pressing forward in our relationship with him. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 12, we see Peter's heart for unity, love, and humility. And these qualities were hard earned through his own struggles and mistakes. Peter, known for his impulsive nature, cutting off ears and denying Jesus 3 times, these moments of weakness could have defined him. But instead, it became a stepping stone in his journey of faith. And like Peter, we all face moments of failure and weakness. We may fall short in our relationships, our words, our actions. However, Peter's story reminds us that God's grace is greater than our failures. And I know that sounds like a cliche statement, but God's grace is greater than our failures. It's in our moments of brokenness that God's transformative power shines the brightest. The world doesn't need, going back to point number one, that we've all failed and expectation isn't the call. The world doesn't need to see perfection in you. It needs to see Jesus' transformative power in you. Amen? Through Peter's failures, we learn the importance of humility. He learned to rely not on his own strength, but on God's grace. In our journey, humility opens our hearts to unity, empathy, and love. The very qualities Peter is trying to encourage us to embrace here in 1 Peter chapter 3. And as we reflect on that scripture, let's take a moment to acknowledge our imperfections and surrender them to God. Let's strive for unity, love, and humility. This is the transformative power the world around us needs to encounter. Not a facade, not a propping things up, but for them to see who we are and to see Jesus's wondrous ways working through us. May we learn from Peter's journey and experience the blessings that come from seeking peace, not allowing our failures to be an anchor that holds us back from God's call in our lives. There are three areas that I see God calling us to press into if we're if 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 12 is the transformative ways of Jesus, is cultivate humility. We need to press into cultivating humility. Regularly reflect on areas where we may need to humble ourselves before God and others. Practice listening more than speaking. Seeking understanding and acknowledging our own limitations, just declaring the fact that we need God. Second thing is practice forgiveness. Choose to forgive others, even when it's difficult. Let go of resentment and bitterness, and instead extend grace and mercy as Christ has done for us. Remember that forgiveness is a process that frees both the forgiver and the forgiven. And the third area that we need to press into to live this 1 Peter chapter 3 way is seek peace. Actively pursue peace in your relationships and interactions. Be a peacemaker by resolving conflicts with love and understanding. Prioritize reconciliation and unity, knowing that God's heart delights in harmony among his children. And I said I was going to be quick, and we're down to the last moments here. I'd love to invite Josiah and Josh back up for a moment. I want to close with this. God gives us grace. We need to respond with humility. The 1 Peter chapter 3, 8 through 12 success stories comes from that simple yet very profound truth. Now I want to spend some time this morning in prayer. Like I said, we wanted to extend worship. We wanted to extend time together in worship and extend some time in prayer together as well. Just a quick little talk, a little discussion about the fact that we have failed. But God's grace meets us in those moments. And our failures are not supposed to hold us back from what God has called us to do and who he's called us to be. So I want to call out three areas of prayer that I feel God calling us to today. The first one is stop beating yourself up. Embrace God's grace. There are those in this room that have failed and you live in those failures time and time again. To try to consider living in the way that we've read in 1 Peter chapter 3 for you, it's like, no, I've already failed that. I've responded poorly even yet this morning. I can't do that. I have failed so many times. What does God want to use me for? Stop beating yourself up. Embrace God's grace. The second opportunity for prayer this morning is give others another chance. Forgive and search for peace. This is the humility of Christ. And then the third area of prayer this morning is more of God. Maybe you just want more of God this morning. Maybe that time of worship together earlier was everything you needed. It's been a while since you've just kind of broken away from routine and checking off boxes on a Sunday morning. And you were able to find that moment where you let go and the Holy Spirit showed up. And you just want more of that. What I'd ask you guys to do is to stand with me this morning. And as I said earlier, it was going to be a short and hopefully sweet, quick devotional to get to the real stuff that we're here to do. There are going to be those in the back with lanyards on, volunteer lanyards, And they're going to be back there to pray over you guys. Again, maybe you're just, you keep beating yourself up. You've seen, you can account for every failure you've ever made with God. It's time to put that down. It's time to stop letting that hold you back. I mean, we see in Peter's life the demonstration and the beauty of God's grace and the power of letting that go and just walking in humility in what God has given us. Give others another chance. Maybe you can't let go of the failure. You can't let go of beating yourself up. You can't let go of all these other things because you yet have let go of anybody else. You have yet to forgive those that you need to forgive. And maybe this morning it's just a call for more of God. Humble yourselves, get into his presence, and let his ways change our story from failure to faith. Father, we want to thank you for this time together. And we take a deep breath knowing that your grace is more than enough. We take a deep breath knowing that we are not striving for perfection. Instead, we're striving for humility. We're striving to see your transformative power at work in our lives every day. The moment we don't make the mark, the moment we miss that mark, we can confidently say, Jesus, help me through this. Help me be better than this. Help me learn from this. Help me be more like you in that situation. That the people around us don't see perfection, but they see Jesus at work in our lives. When we're willing to ask for forgiveness, when we're willing to lay down our pride, we're willing to admit being wrong, where we're willing to be tenderhearted, to not respond with evil, to repay evil with blessing, to be a people who say, God, honoring you in my life is more important than responding poorly. Father, this morning, let us lay down ourselves. Let us give in to your ways. And I pray your blessings over each and every person in this place. So I invite you all to find a volunteer in the back. If any of those areas spoke to you, if any of those areas were like, you know what, I am beating myself up. I have stopped pressing toward what God wants to do in my life because I'm still holding on to whatever that is. I would encourage you to get prayer. If you have people to forgive and that's holding you back, I encourage you to get prayer. If you just want more of God, then I encourage you, get prayer. Amen. Let's worship together.